Georgia Senate election called. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The runoff election goes to incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Warnock winning re-election, beating Republican challenger Herschel Walker, who told his supporters,
"There's no excuses in life, and I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight." And I said, that's what we got to do, because this is much bigger. This is much bigger than Herschel Walker.
The margin of victory was less than a percentage point. The win by Senator Warnock means the Democrats will have a 51-49 majority in the Senate beginning in January and more control over Senate committees. The Senate Armed Services Committee has added provisions to the Defense Authorization Bill to protect service members from the Pentagon's vaccine mandate. One would prohibit the separation of any service member for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine until every branch of the military reaches the strength levels previously set by Congress. The military spending authorization still needs the approval of the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer not sold on the vaccine provisions.
COVID vaccines have saved lives. The military has had requirements about other vaccines for decades, and there hasn't been a problem. It's befuddling, but we're still working on it.
The school board in Loudoun County, Virginia, has fired school superintendent Scott Ziegler, following a grand jury's report that said school administrators badly mishandled two sexual assaults by a biological male student who identified as female. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow dropped 350 points, NASDAQ down 225. The S&P 500, 57 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus vest that expires 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two subsidiaries of the Trump Organization have been found guilty of helping some of their executives avoid paying taxes on some fringe benefits.
Former President Trump's longtime business guilty on all counts, 17 counts of tax fraud and defrauding the state, federal, and city coffers of money. This prosecutor said was a widespread systemic tax fraud scheme that was ongoing by the Trump Organization for 15 years. They could face a $1.7 million fine in that. Alvin Bragg, who is the district attorney, said this. He said, quote, "This case is about greed and cheating. No corporation is against the law. For 13 years, the Trump Corporation and the Trump Payroll Corporation got away with a scheme that awarded high-level executives with lavish perks and compensation while intentionally concealing the benefits to avoid paying taxes."
Fox's Eric Shawn, the former president, was not a defendant in the case. President Biden in Arizona Tuesday claiming his economic policies are working.
"It's going to take time to get inflation back to normal levels as we keep our job market resilient. We could see setbacks along the way, to state the obvious. But we're laser focused on this. And all the hard work is making a real difference for people, including folks right here in Arizona."
The president said a Taiwanese semiconductor company has committed to building a second computer chip factory in the state and that Apple will be buying its chips from them. State of Oregon's new gun laws in a state of flux. A state judge placing the voter-approved law on hold. The state's attorney general asking the Oregon Supreme Court to overrule the lower court and order that law, which includes requiring a permit to buy a gun and a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, to go into effect as scheduled on Thursday. More than 300 criminal charges have been filed against the suspect in last month's mass shooting at an LGBTQ bar in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.